1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM.
2009, a year of triumph.
You celebrate, Tigers! You celebrate, baby!
And tragedy.
Just a sad day for Taliesin.
Here's our annual montage of some of the stories of 2009.
Michael Jackson, 50 years old, the king of pop, has died.
Rest in peace, Michael Jackson.
The 44th president of these United States, Barack Obama.
My fellow citizens, I stand here today humbled.
Bobby Abrams took over as principal at Taliesin High School.
Well, I specialize in discipline, and I specialize in teamwork, and I specialize in motivating students and parents and teachers. And that's one of the first things I want to do is get that team atmosphere back.
Taliesin City Schools Superintendent Dr. Jim Jeffers addressed student arrests at Taliesin High School.
What I want people to assure the people is that we do have a safe school at high school, and we are in a heightened state of alert, as we should be under the circumstances, but it's safe there.
Real Town student Lindsey Zimmer was the Alabama State Spelling Bee champ and participated in the National Bee in Washington, D.C.
How many of those students would you say were a little bit weird at the Nationals?
About 90% of them.
The Taliesin City Council mounted a campaign to clean up the town. First-year councilman Bill Godwin.
We've got a map that the Central Alabama Regional Planning Commission helped us develop. They did a 2-year study, and they've got every house in Taliesin with the type, as far as the status of the house, whether it's in good condition, dilapidated, et cetera. So, and Godwin Group, so it's very impressive, something we're using.
Can you give us any kind of figures? I mean, as far as just guesstimates of it, what's the percentages in Taliesin?
Well, it's my understanding that rental property is about 51%.
Of dilapidated or worse?
Of just total residents. And then
you mean just numbers? Yes, we've got more than 50% of the houses in town are rentals.
That's what I understand. Like I said, I don't have those figures with me.
I didn't know that.
It's a shocker, isn't it?
So that tells you there, you know, a lot. It's pretty overwhelming.
It's good to talk to Ricky Benton. Good morning, Councilman. How are you doing?
Well, I can say I've done better, but I'm just glad to be here.
You gave me the line when I asked you how you were in the break that you felt like a Mack truck had hit you, and I've heard that from many people who've come back from open heart surgery.
It's an experience and all, and it's just it's wonderful that we've got the technology to think today that we can, you know, get through stuff like this. But I can't thank everybody enough. The calls, the letters, and the prayers. I just can't thank everybody enough. I didn't realize I had so many friends and God bless you and thank you. That's why I'm going to call you this morning. So I'm weak. I'm sorry I can't really get up out of bed, but
no,
I'll be back.
Well,
Ed, I think, you know, I'll be back. I got to stir something up over there in the city council.
The water main burst of Old Iron will certainly be remembered.
What it was a pipe that came down under the road from the top of the hill down to up under the old bridge, so to speak. Anyway, it had a bell joint, an old lead joint that had blown, and it was draining the tank.
Congressman Bobby Bride visited Taliesin and was posed the question about an alternate bridge through town.
I've heard about the project, the bridge project, and I think that's something that probably needs to be done for safety reasons more than anything else. Now, we're talking about the bridge across the Chattahoochee River. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, Tallapoosa River.
Tallapoosa River. Okay, yeah.
The Tallapoosa River claimed another life in 2009.
We covered about almost 4 miles of river. We're able to recover the kayaks that the guy was in. After doing that, we started back for a more detailed search up the banks, checking to see if maybe he had gotten out and gotten lost. You know, maybe he got out like on the east side of the river and was having to walk out, that kind of thing. Our problem was that the power company was having so much water to deal with, we couldn't start our dive operation like we wanted to. That delayed us a good bit. But they were able to open up a window for us to where they went to zero flow. They gave us 7 hours of zero flow, and that's what allowed us to be able to find him.
Taliesin Volunteer Fire Chief Matt Misseldine, who also worked the scene of the downtown fire on November 30th.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, I live above Urban Renewal, and there's a fire behind the hotel. I think the hotel is on fire.
Hang on just a minute. 911, what is your emergency?
You need to send the fire department to the hotel. It's on fire.
Okay, we'll have fire department on the way.
Okay.
Thank you. Sir, are you over there?
No, I'm standing in my living room. I'm looking at it, and it's the back alley behind Smarty Pants in the alley where they had the street, Halloween festival thing. And the electrical wire's down. There's a wire down in the road right now. I haven't gone over there. It's huge. There's people in the hotel right now.
Okay. We'll have the ambulance on the way.
It is a big fire.
We'll have the ambulance on. We'll have the fire department on the way.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Brian Taylor was staying in the hotel, Tallahassee, the night of the fire.
About 4 o'clock this morning or 3:30 this morning, we were rousted out of bed by the hotel owners that indicated there was a fire in the hotel and said we had to get out of the building immediately. So we gathered up some belongings as we exited the building down the stairs. We could see that the fire apparently was either right up to the building that had started in Smarty Pants and was spreading towards the hotel. And as we came out of the building, some of the building at Smarty Pants started to collapse, and then the fire spread over to the hotel and worked its way from the west side of the building all the way back towards the front door at the east side of the building until the fire department could get there.
So you did actually see the hotel part on fire?
Oh, yes. I've been out here the whole time. It's progressively gotten worse.
Does it look like the fire department's having any luck on trying to slow this thing down?
Yeah, from where we're standing and been here since it started, it looks to me like they got it contained, but I think they're more in a position now. They're just trying to save the block, making sure that the fire doesn't spread back towards the main street across from the police department. They've started to break in a few of the buildings down here to make sure there's no smoke in some of these lower buildings down here that is along the main street across from the police department. I don't think there's any smoke. They got some firemen up on that roof, too, so I don't believe that it's spread to that building yet, but to the north. And I think they got it contained. They're just trying to wait it out, and they'll try to put it out.
How many people were staying in the hotel last night? Do you have any idea?
There was just myself and another one of my my relatives and the owner. So there was only 4.
How close did you get to fire this morning?
We were never in any danger. We could see from the second floor where we were staying, and it was on the east building, and we were more on the it was more on the west side of the building. We were on the east side of the building, and in fact, we didn't even smell smoke. We could see the flames, but once we got rousted up, started to leave, we couldn't even smell the smoke, but we could see the fire.
Brian, I was there this morning. I looked at what was happening. Obviously, I saw Smarty Pants, and there's nothing saved there except the brick facade on the front. But what about the hotel? Does it look like anything could be salvaged there?
No, I think from standing here on the ground, the hotel's a complete loss. Maybe they might be able to save the integrity of the outside shell, but as far as anything inside the building, the hotel appears to be a complete loss. The first floor might be saved from fire, but probably by the time you get smoke and water damage in there, it's pretty much going to be a total loss.
Tallahassee Mayor George McCain attempted to rally the troops with a town hall meeting and talked about a revitalization authority for downtown. McCain stated, "I've got to be a rock. I'm your leader." Members of the community donated funds to aid families affected by the fire. A tragic event to end 2009, a shooting in Jordanville. Police shot at an armed man, which took his life. In 2009, the Greater Tallahassee Area Chamber of Commerce had a changing of the guard. Mickey Shaw stepped down.
Boy, I tell you what, this weather makes you want to get your toes in some fresh plowed dirt and wiggle them.
Gina Kirvin assumed the duties of executive director. On the playing field.
It's just a 20.
Blocked!
It's blocked! Blocked by the Tigers!
The Tallahassee Tigers claimed their first Class 5A region title.
You celebrate, Tigers!
With a big win at Valley.
Go do it right there on the field!
In overtime.
And they may come back out and go for it now.
Yeah. No and kicker. They come back out in the...
Enrique Florence in the game in I formation. He's a tailback.
Get a sweep.
They fumble it. On the ground. They pick it up. Still running left. He's going to be tackled. Tallahassee's won it. They've won it. Tigers win. 17-14. Pandemonium here in Valley. Tigers win the region tonight in overtime. 17-14.
We region champs right here in 5A football.
You celebrate, Tigers. You celebrate, baby.
The Wake Up Call. The Wake Up Call.